This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person was killed and several others injured when a car rammed into a crowd in the western German city of Mannheim. ABC's Lama Hassan is at the foreign desk.
Eyewitnesses saying a man driving a car plowed into a crowd of people with injuries being reported. Police responding to the incident saying a major operation is underway. No word yet on the motive or who was responsible.
Police are asking the public to stay away from the downtown area of that city. There is a suspect, the driver, in custody. President Trump delivers a speech to Congress tomorrow night on Capitol Hill. In London, world leaders are rallying around Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky following last week's contentious meeting in the Oval Office with President Trump. At the Oscars, director Sean Baker's film Anora won Best Picture, and its star Mikey Madison was crowned Best Actress. Right after the show, there was a mild earthquake, its epicenter North Hollywood. Kroger chairman and CEO Rodney McMullen has resigned after an internal investigation into his personal conduct. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Omega Line Group says locations and some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh, all of which have significant numbers of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin legislature's GOAT committee. It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair representative Shay Sortwell is making records requests of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own without any task before the committee and without the knowledge of other members. Sortwell's office did not respond to a request. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who established the GOAT committee, said he's the subject of open records request at least weekly and that responding to request is part of what makes Wisconsin government open. Representative Baer said an initial meeting for the GOAT committee has yet to be scheduled.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now, 37.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome to a Motown Monday, back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842 is the number. If you saw what took place in, as the world saw, the conversation in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Volodymyr Zelensky, you couldn't help but say there's something seriously wrong. This nation is headed in the wrong direction. If you've lived any period of time and watched any of the other presidents of this nation during your lifetime, and how they handled dignitaries, you knew that there was something seriously wrong with what you saw. Whether you support, you know, Ukraine and President Zelensky or not, the fact that you saw a man who represents you and I on the world stage being just a flat-out a-hole, you know, and talking and treating a man. I don't care if you don't like the person. I don't care if, you know, they're people I don't get along with. I'm sorry, I didn't fall down out of heaven. So, you know, I don't hate anybody. And that's factual. I've never hated anybody because hate doesn't get you anything but more hate. So I don't have that in me, and I'm thankful that I don't have that kind of reality in me. I know there are people who do have that, but I'm thankful that that's not one of my characteristics. I can't say that about the two men, the two most powerful men in our nation today. And so as I started reading, you know, various responses from both Democrats and Republicans and others, you know, present and past elected officials, there was one that stood out more than any. And this is an article in The Ink, I-N-K, the essay, "The Weekend the Free World Died." and I couldn't stop reading it. And I read it over and over and over. And so I just want to read a couple quick paragraphs because it pointed out just where we are today in this country. And I don't know how we get out of it. I don't know. We put a madman in office. And we've got to somehow wait it out. We got some, as Dr. King once said, we've got some difficult days ahead. We really do. So let me read these quick paragraphs and then we can have some dialogue. Whether you agree or disagree. Early in the afternoon of Friday, this past Friday, the president and the vice president of the United States delivered a contemptuous scolding to the wartime leader of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. The country of Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and we choose to go to the moon, and the rendezvous with destiny had become the country of you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. It was a shocking, abusive scene, unlike any foreign policy chronicles could recall. Chroniclers could recall. By Sunday, the British Prime Minister had declared that we are at a crossroads in history. And European countries were talking about a coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine. It was the weekend the notion of the free world died. The American spirit is not a fixed quantity, but rather a contest between compelling spirits. There is a generous spirit and a cruel one. A big heart and a small one, and an earnestness and a cynicism, a forward-looking spirit and a spirit consumed with nostalgia and strewing in resentment. There is an America of abolition and the America of slavery, the America of Reconstruction and the American of redemption. The America of civil rights and the America of the Klan. The America built of immigrants and the America of family separation. The America that endlessly renews itself and the America that clings. The America of inconvenient ideas and the America of mercenary calculation. And the America of principles worth sacrificing for, and the America that only knows and pursues raw power and domination. What made the spectacle in the Oval Office on Friday so haunting is that it seemed to confirm dramatically and before all the world the triumph of that darker, lower American spirit over its opposite at this juncture in history, and not only because of one man, if we are honest, it is a triumph that feels weighty, that feels earned. President Trump has always been a mix of alien invader and emanation of the collective American being, and here again, the this is not who we are fantasy continues to ring more and more hollow. This is very much who we are now. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you saw it, and then Lindsey Graham chimes in, and he comes in and he says, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Total disrespect. And then he says it was Volodymyr Zelensky who was disrespectful. What did he see? I know what I saw. I know what I heard. I don't care what Lindsey Graham or anybody else says. What Donald Trump and J.D. Vance did was outrageous. Well, how dare you come in to these sacred chambers and disrespect? The people who disrespected the chambers was the president and vice president of the United States, because never before in the history of the nation has anything like that ever taken place. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the American people should all be outraged, because it's not going to get any better. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's not going to get any better. And if you think that is acceptable behavior, I'm sorry. It's not. To have the rest of the world look at that and don't think that there's, and know that there's something that's seriously wrong with that. And for the rest of our nation to not be, you know, outraged, I'm surprised by that. Let's go to Ollie from the North Woods. Good morning to you, Ollie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, I have to talk about calling Donald Trump the most powerful man in the world is just wrong. It's just feeding into his megalomania. He is not the most powerful man in the world. Each one of us are the most powerful in the world. Each one of us was given that right by God himself. God said, I put good and bad before you. You choose. So each one of us has the choice to choose how we act. And Donald Trump is not, should not portray himself to be the leader of America when he is not.
So because he is the president of the United States, America is the most powerful nation on earth. Whoever sits in that seat is by default the most powerful man in the world.
But I disagree. We are not the most powerful nation in the world. We are definitely not the most powerful nation now.
I didn't say moral. But powerful, meaning our military might.
We are not the most. That's what I'm saying. We are not the most powerful nation. The United Nations is a group of nations, and we all collectively have that power.
Ollie, hang on a second. 855-752-4842 is the number. Once again, you know, the day the free world died, 855-752-4842, your thoughts on the meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going. it slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. This is an article that I, you know, was captivated by, and it's by Anand Gurdahardas. And he wrote this in the Ink, I-N-K. And he talked about the day the world died. And so I read a little bit of it, you know, at the beginning of, you know, the show. I mean, of this hour. And I just have to say that this is a sign, a horrendous sign of where this thing is headed. And it doesn't appear to be. What I don't understand is American people who see that and who saw that and don't speak out. Even if he's your man, you know that that type of behavior, never before seen from any president in the history of this nation, certainly wasn't presidential. Strong man, yes. Bully, yes. Gangster, yes. But not president, not presidential, and certainly not the president of the United States. Let's go to John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I'm in total agreement with you, but one of the observations I made when I saw that was, Zelensky doesn't know how to work with this guy. He didn't walk into that room knowing who he was going to deal with. I thought he needed to really placate to Donald Trump's convoluted nature and just say, yeah, we're screwed. And he needed to become a buddy. And that's what would have worked on Trump, push Trump's buttons. So I kind of thought he didn't know who he was dealing with. He could have been a little, I mean, as a leader of a country, I would have hoped that he would have saw the weaknesses in our president and worked with that. Because, you know, Trump could have easily flipped and made him a buddy. And that's what Zelensky needed. But he didn't read the signs.
So, John, I'm not following you. Here's a man.
Oh, you're not?
Here's a man in Donald Trump who wanted to bully this man and take half of his mineral wealth, a man whose nation has all but been destroyed. And the fact that that's the only way they can rebuild their nation is through the mineral wealth that they have. And Donald Trump tried to force the man to give up $500 billion worth of his mineral wealth for any additional support, even though we didn't give Ukraine $500 billion in financial support. And he demanded that the man sign, you know, this contract. And the man did what was the right thing for his country. Not allow himself to be bullied and sign a deal that long-term would hurt the rebuilding of his nation.
The way you're talking about it, it does make sense, and you have the majority of the correct observation. But I think he could have been a little softer and a little more
John, sharper in that, I didn't see him pushing back on President Trump.
No,
and
that's true.
He
was blindsided. He was blindsided.
Yeah, well, how could he possibly believe that any president sitting in the White House, it's never happened before in the history of the nation. He didn't have any idea that even Donald Trump at his worst and J.D. Vance would act in the manner of gangsters and bullies. That's what we saw.
I know, but I think he shouldn't have been like completely shocked. You know, he should have known who he was dealing with.
Let me ask you. He didn't once, and then for Lindsey Graham to come in and say that he was the aggressor. I mean, I don't know. I can only go by what my lying eyes tell me. And what I saw and what I heard. And I did not hear it the way Lindsey Graham explained it. I did not see Vladimir Zelensky as you know, Vice President J.D. Vance said, you disrespectful. You haven't come here and been thankful, you know, and just in a horrible tone, man, you know.
Lindsey Graham is all for himself. He'll change opinions. He's someone that shouldn't be in the office. He doesn't deserve the position he's in.
Hey, John.
He's self-serving. He changes.
John, I wish I had more time, but, man, thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Guys, hang on. We're going to continue the conversation and delve even deeper. Because if you are still somebody who still thinks Donald Trump is the right man, and you say, well, peace through strength. Man, what are you talking about, man? So stomping on little people, stomping on little nations? Hey, man, and the way I see it, that's a bully. That's who you are. And he's representing us. That makes us bullies as well. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.80 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.04 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 29.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gasoline prices in the U.S. have edged slightly lower over the past week, even as geopolitical tensions intensify with the Trump administration promising tariffs that could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. He added, given the volatility surrounding the tariff situation, forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as uncertainty lingers over the timing and scope of these tariffs, which the Trump administration has suggested will soon take effect. This comes on top of ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there is Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood, as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about an article, The Day the Free World Died. And if you've been around, you know, this world for any extended period of time, you know that what you witnessed was horrific and should never be forgotten and should never be repeated. And whether you're an American or not, you know that that was wrong. And it doesn't matter what Lindsey Graham says, right is right, right? I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I don't care who you are. I'm not supporting you in wrong. It could be my own father, my own mother, my own children, my wife. I'm sorry. I don't side with you when you're wrong. And I don't expect anybody to side with me if I'm wrong. We can never get this thing straight. We can never work it out. We can never make it what it should be if people are going to continue to side with people in wrong. And so when I looked at the numbers of the people who still sided with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance after that, all I could do is shake my head and say, I don't know how we get out of this. You know, if people don't think there was anything wrong with that behavior, God help us. You know, it's not going to get better. We've got to try to survive 4 years. He's there. And it's only going to get worse if people aren't willing to stand up and fight it. Let's go to John from Boaz. Hey, good morning to you, John. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I'm 3 years younger than you are, so I'll listen to everything you say.
You don't have to listen to everything I say because you're 3 years younger than me, man. You know right from wrong. If I'm saying something that's wrong, don't agree with me, ever.
I agree with you because he is a bully.
Okay, all right.
Irrational behavior is not, because we got $400 billion invested into his country. We should have treated him with a little more respect. Why doesn't Donald Trump go into anger management?
Well, a guy that's 78 years old is not going to change, John. Okay, he's been that way his entire life, impetuous. He's been a bully his entire life. Look at his history. Everything that he's done has been from the perspective of a bully. And so people knew that when they voted for him. He is who he's always been. Go ahead, John.
Right, he is a bully. And we grew up through the childhood stages and the teenage years where we know, what do you do for a bully? You twist his nose till it starts bleeding. Now, one of these guys over there, like Iran, and that could make Donald Trump snap.
Well, the worst thing that we're facing, John, is that, Donald Trump himself can't unilaterally, the way the system has been set up, do things. A president can't unilaterally make decisions to do things that will be so dangerous for all of the American people and the world. But Donald Trump has put people in places that he can do whatever it is he wants to do, and those puppets are all going to agree with him, and they're in positions like the Secretary of Defense and the FBI. He's got puppets in those positions, so he'll be able to do whatever it is he wants to do. That's the fear. Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan, what's going on, man? Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, Brendan, you there? Okay. So, do we have him?
Let me try to get him back on here. Okay. You got a caller one, that's Don.
All right, Don. Hey, good morning to you, Don. Is this Don from Milwaukee? Doesn't matter. Go ahead, Don.
Go. Call for
it. I think it was a setup job. I don't think, first of all, it wasn't fair. It was two against one. And not only that, the only decent human being in the room was Zelensky.
Right.
Right. Look, had he known he would have been treated like that, you think he would have came? He was blindsided. He had no idea. Look, our country is being run like you would run the mafia. Musk is the boss. Trump is the underboss. And make no mistake about it, the Democrats just don't push back on nothing. All they do is like this Hakeem Jeffries complains, we're getting all these calls. What do you want us to do about it? Wow, let's face it, democracy's dead in this country, and I hate to say it. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Don. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning, Chief Cassandra. I have to ask you, Cassandra, you voted for Donald Trump. You saw him. You saw that spectacle. You saw that disrespect. You know, and you saw that bullying. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I did watch the video, and I watched it a couple of different times with commenters of different races and genders. But first, I just like to say what I thought of it. Setting aside the message that Trump and Vance were sending about funding, that meeting should have occurred behind closed doors. It was an embarrassment to see an international leader being treated that way. It did come across as the most powerful country in the world bullying a smaller nation. That were the optics of it. Now, I did say that I did not disagree with the content. The issue is the Ukrainian president, he does not have the foot soldiers to continue the war. And Trump is making it very clear that he is not going to put our American soldiers in Ukraine to fight the war.
But he hasn't asked for that, Cassandra. He hasn't asked. Zelensky didn't ask under Biden, and he certainly hasn't asked under Trump, okay?
But if you continue to throw more and more money in order for it to be won, Zelensky doesn't have the troops, so they will have to come from somewhere. Either the NATO countries, which would involve the United States as well. So, as I said before, the meeting, it should have occurred behind closed doors. And, you know, and one last point. I did watch the video a couple of different times, and I wanted to get the reaction of people based upon race and gender. And what was noticeable was how race played out in gender. Males thought I found that most males thought that it was Zelensky's fault because he was the one who came in quite rude. Many of them felt that, you know what, you're invited to someone's house, you should show respect in their home. And so that's just a general.
But where did he not show respect, Cassandra? I didn't see Zelensky being disrespectful. I saw J.D. Vance and Donald Trump being disrespectful.
I'm
a male.
Yeah, no, I'm just sharing with you some of the reactions. But as I said before, that meeting should have occurred behind closed doors.
Let me ask you, Cassandra. you know, you when they talk about the money aspect of it, you know, the United States has put over 100 and some odd billion. That's a lot of money, granted. But there are people saying 500 billion. Donald Trump and all of them, those are lies. That is not what how much money we put into it. And the fact that he wants to demand that the man hands over $500 billion worth of the precious metals and sign it over and do it now.
You know what? I am uncomfortable with that aspect.
Well, I know, but that's what took place.
Well, Zelensky did agree to it.
Because you're twisting arms, Cassandra, if I'm twisting the arm of a child, and because I'm a bully, and I feel and the child doesn't know which way to go and doesn't have anywhere else to go, they're gonna agree to something. And then for Donald Trump to demand that he signs it now, what is that?
Well, Zelensky, he did push back on it because what he was telling Donald at that meeting was he would agree to sign the rare, the precious metal deal, but he wanted some
a guarantee.
Security.
Yes.
Yes.
That Trump didn't want to give, Cassandra.
Yes. Oh. And so I don't know what guarantees Zelensky was asking for, but if you're going to allow someone into your country for and have access to $500 million worth of their assets, I believe there should be some kind of guarantees put in place. But as I said before, we have to end the war. The Ukrainians, they don't have the manpower. They don't have time.
Hey, Cassandra, I agree that the war has to end, but you don't end it by taking advantage of a nation that is struggling. Okay? And that's what Donald Trump did.
We're not that far away, Earl. You have a great day.
Thank you very much. Cassandra, we are that far away. I saw a bully. I saw a thug. The president of the United States
and his henchman.
855-752-4842. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
From the center, WRCE.
Donald Trump is out of control. Stopping payments for health care and food for hungry kids, eliminating the Department of Education, and letting unelected billionaire Elon Musk fire anyone he wants and get access to your most private information. We need a Supreme Court justice who will keep them in check before they go too far. That's Judge Susan Crawford.
I'm Judge Susan Crawford. As a former prosecutor and now as a judge, I believe in protecting you, your family, and your right to privacy, and that women have the right to make their own decisions about their health care. Because to me, that's just common sense.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are both backing Brad Schimmel. He'll do whatever they want. That's why we need Judge Susan Crawford. The common sense judge will keep them in check. Judge Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Right back to the phone lines. Brendan, good morning to you. Brendan, you say what? All right, okay, let's go to Troy.
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right. You say what, sir?
Cassandra's guy, Trump, didn't want this meeting behind closed doors because he wanted to show who he was.
Yes.
That he was a bully and that he could run right over Ukraine. And Zelensky didn't get that memo, and he wasn't going to allow it.
That's it. You know, you summed it up, Troy. That's exactly what took place.
Now, we screwed Ukraine in 1994 by making them give up their weapons. And we did it again in 07 and 08 when they were attacked by Russia for Crimea. So, of course, now he's not going to believe, well, there's going to be a ceasefire and nothing's going to happen after that. He's going to want guarantees.
Yes. Troy, I agree with you 100%. Thank you very much for the call. Liz from Saugville.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Liz. You say what? Okay. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what? Something must be happening with our phones. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Earl. Great to hear from you again.
Always good to hear from you.
Doing great. I've got two items. One, on your honesty, here's my code of ethics. Honesty, integrity, compassion, and love. That's what America used to be. And we need to get that back. And two, on Zelensky, he's dealt with tougher cookies than Trump. Trump is not the biggest man in the world. He is just the most influential if he knows what he's doing. But he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, you know, Jeff, he is the biggest man in the world because America has the biggest stick and the biggest economic power.
But guess what?
That makes him that. Go ahead.
There's always David who confronts Goliath. And guess who wins that?
I don't dispute those things, but I think we make a mistake.
It might take time. Okay, there's a time factor, but David will win.
So thank you very much for the call, Jeff. I wish you had more time. Ann, you're up next.
Hey, Earl. Yeah, you know, this is just typical of Cassandra and the people that voted for Trump. As far as I'm concerned, we should give Trump and Vance an Oscar award for their little thing they did on the media to make Zelensky look bad. Zelensky did not look bad.
No, they didn't make Americans him look bad. He didn't look bad.
No. No. And Putin is just cheering and cheering. I don't know what it's going to take, Earl, for these Trumpers. They're going to go down with him because they don't even stick up for the American people. They're doing all these cuts
but
to
you,
our government.
But you know what, Ann?
Sitting back.
It's just not the MAGAs that are going to go down. All of us go down.
Right. We're all going to go down
yes.
because they can't think on their own. They're going to believe all the lies Donald Trump is saying. I mean, it's like people in comedy bring this stuff up. These poor Republicans, they can't watch the Oscars. What? They can't watch Grammys. They can't watch Saturday Night Live.
The behavior was there for the world to see, okay? And yep. the world saw that. I didn't see Zelensky say anything that was offensive.
He didn't say one word, Zelensky.
So for people who saw it through a different prism, who saw it through the prism of Donald Trump's eyes and J.D. Vance's eyes and Lindsey Graham's eyes and conservatives— You know, I mean, I don't know what you saw, but you
well,
can go back and see it today. I can go back and see that again today, and I guarantee you it'll come out the same way to me, a bully trying to bully somebody smaller than him. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, you're up next. You say what?
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to make it fast. One thing, Putin is running out of people, too. I mean, he's got North Korea fighting because he's running out of people. But the Republicans are all hypocrites. They're yelling at him because he's not wearing a suit, yet they Musk in the Oval Office with his little kid smearing snot on the desk. But that's okay. We're not going to say anything about that. And the person who was complaining about that was Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He was the reporter who brought the suit thing up. They're yelling at Zelensky. That man has seen the atrocities of war. He has seen children that have been blown to bits.
Hey Tom, I wish we had more time, man. I got to let you go. But I'm glad you brought up the thing with Zelensky. Zelensky just had his 14th child. Elon Musk. He's got 14 children. So he's laying seeds all over the place. What does that say about his character? That's the man who's standing before the world and doing what he's doing. He's got 14 children. I know those who support him, they're going to say, well, he can afford it. Oh, okay. All right, listen, we got to run. Thank everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on air. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever. That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Hey,
NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European leaders scrambling to contain the fallout from last week's explosive Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has Moscow's reaction.
The Kremlin overnight noting the U.S. is rapidly changing its foreign policy, saying it is now, quote, largely in line with our vision. Meanwhile, here at the White House today, the president is expected to meet with his top national security advisors to be briefed on Ukraine and discuss next steps.
Most European leaders rallied around Zelensky at a weekend summit in London. One person was killed, several others hurt when a car rammed into a crowd of people in the western German town of Mannheim. The driver is under arrest. The independent film Anora, which cost only $6 million to make, was a big winner at the Oscars last night. Director Sean Baker winning Best Picture, director, screenplay, and editing. The first person to win four Oscars for the same film on the same night. This is ABC News.